Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study in Ephesians chapter 4, we were talking about the fact that as long as we harbor anger in our hearts, we cannot have joy in the Lord. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Anger is more of a state of the mind, not necessarily an emotional outburst. It may be more damaging to the believer as he hardens himself and loses sensitivity to the Holy Spirit. Now, this anger may not necessarily be towards a person. It might be about a situation. But nonetheless, it affects you. This person is then, as verse 30 points out, and in the context here, is grieving the very Holy Spirit of God and prevents the fruit of the Spirit from being manifested in them. Now, we'll see in chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And my friend, when you have anger in your heart, you can have joy in the Holy Ghost. This keeps us from being the pure and holy person that we want to be, especially if we keep it in our heart and we die or he raptures us and we appear before him. 1 John 2:28 lets us know some are going to appear before him with confidence. Others are going to be ashamed, saved so as by fire. Now, the next thing here that we read about in verse 31 that grieves the Holy Spirit, according to verse 30, is clamor. This is one who has a wrathful outburst because he feels deprived of certain rights. Unfortunately, this is prevalent in churches throughout America. Until this attitude is put away, with all these other negatives in verses 25 through 31, and until the positives are added in verses 25 through 31, the churches of America cannot have revival. Now again, the negatives need to be removed, the positives added, if the churches of America are going to have revival. If your local church is going to have revival, the negatives of verses 25 through 31 need to be removed, and at the same time, the positives of verses 25 through 31 and 32, should I say, should be added. If this attitude does this to a church, think of what it does to your home. You see, God withholds blessing when there is sin in the camp. And these things listed in verse 31 are sin. Now, we don't like to think of it as sin. We think more of like the drunkard, the drug addict, the murderer, the homosexual, the sexual pervert. We think of more of those as sin. But God's calling these things sin. Evil speaking is from the Greek word blasphemia, from which we get our word blasphemy. It denotes the worst type of slander towards someone. You see, it is trying to ruin one's reputation. This person will use lying in order to ruin someone's reputation. Now, if you take a stand for the Lord Jesus Christ and you really try to live for him, Satan will try to bring people that will slander you and lie about you. But don't get to the point of evil speaking and clamor, but rather Rejoice, because great is your reward in heaven. You might even send him a thank you letter. Now, what a slap in the face of Jesus when we read in John 13, 34 and 35, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as Jesus, as I have loved you, as Jesus loved you, that ye also love one another. And by this shall all men know that ye are my, that is Jesus' disciples, if ye have love one to another. In 1 John chapter 2, verses 8 through 11, again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light, and hateth his brother, is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. In other words, this person doesn't know and is unable to perceive. He is in darkness because he doesn't love the brethren. In 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, it says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Verse 20 of that same chapter says, If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this is the commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. Now, the Holy Spirit is telling us there that if you hate a brother in Christ, and then you say you love God, you're lying about your love for God. How can you love God if you hate one of his children? In John 16:33, Jesus says, These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Now, if we find this to be true, and along with 2 Timothy 3:12, yea, and all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, then, friend, we must love one another because we're going to be persecuted from religious people as well as the world at large. And so we must love our brothers of like faith. Now, he says to put this away from you with all malice here in verse 31. It's kind of like throwing out a worn out part on the car. You just put it away. That's the idea, put it away from you. When you put it away from you, you're just throwing something away. That's the idea in the Greek. It means to throw it away. Destroy it as if it was garbage or trash. So put these things listed in 31 away from you. Throw it out from your life as trash. Don't allow it back in. And throw it away from you and throw with that all malice. Malice is an evil habit of the mind. It's not necessarily carrying out something bodily. We're reminded of Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Wow. You know, you can take that to your TV watching with Philippians 4:8. You can take that to what you read. You can take that to your conversations that you have at work and in other places. True, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, virtue, praise. Think on them. What a contrast to this mind in verse 31 is Philippians 4:8. Whereas the first part of the verse is sins that are carried out by the mouth. Malice stays in the heart and thereby forbids the holiness of God to occupy your heart. Your malice can be pornography. It can be an attitude towards authority. It can be an attitude towards another believer that just hates them. Don't let that be your testimony. Now that takes us into verse 32 here of Ephesians chapter 4. It says, "And be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." Well, these are positive things to add to your life. He says, be ye kind. You know what that phrase means? It means to furnish what someone else needs. Not necessarily wants all the time, but what they need. That ought to start in the home. My friend, if you're not kind in the home, you're not kind. This command is also a present imperative. And in that it is in a positive sense, it means start doing this and you keep on doing this until Jesus comes. So you think of verse 32, be ye kind one to another. You start doing that and you keep doing that till Jesus comes. Be tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. You begin doing that and you keep doing that until Jesus comes. That's the idea that's in this verse. This kindness is a benevolence which speaks of agape love for one another. He says, be tenderhearted. In other words, be kind-hearted. Do we have an example of that in Scripture? Sure. In 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 through 7, it says, charity, or agape love, suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never fails. You see, this tenderheartedness is to exercise compassion. Compassion has been defined as your pain in my heart. I don't know who originated that phrase, but boy, you know what? That is a good definition. Your pain in my heart. Are you tenderhearted towards the brothers and sisters of your local church? And then he adds, forgiving one another. Even as, in other words, in the same manner or circumstance and under, in the same condition, in other words, even as God would. Okay, forgiving one another, even as God hath for Christ's sake forgiven you. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.